Welcome to your portal to God Dimensions and Dunes Vibrations podcasts, bringing you unorthodox and controversial material you will not see or hear anywhere else in the world. And I know you won't believe this, but I'm nearing 100 and speaking to you from a higher dimension. Thank you for listening. Admittedly, life can be scary, so survival is what life is all about. Without realizing it, it's literally everything you do all day, every day. But for most of you, it means just barely surviving. It's getting tougher to survive in today's world. There seems to be more and more working against you to protect yourself against, from tornadoes to road rage, from lawsuits to financial disaster, from political and international disasters, and from viruses and diseases to death. Whether you realize it or not, you're constantly looking for new and better ways to protect yourself, to live, to stay alive, to survive better, longer, easier, reflected in everything you do. We survive to evolve and evolve to survive. What if there was a way to totally ensure safety and protection? To ensure that nothing bad could ever happen to you again, making life and survival easy. There is, but it's impossible without your true God right brain, a source of continuously infallible protection and guidance, unlimited, free, and your entitlement from birth, available for your use and advantage every single second of every day. The problem is, so far, to protect yourself from every random thing happening to you, you've turned to all the wrong ways of assuring your survival. You've piled up lots of money in the bank, built a big house, barricaded the door, installed gates, or moved to a gated community, stored guns in the cabinet, with an attack dog in the backyard. Maybe you even have an underground bomb shelter stocked up with 10 years' worth of toilet paper in case a deadly virus strikes. You know who you are. Money, therefore, becomes vitally important in obtaining all these things. Many people put career and money before family, and you think the more money you make, the better you can protect and survive. And all of these things come first for you, before any attempt to energize and connect to your inborn God-right brain. But the ancients specifically instructed you to put the realms of God dimensions first and said everything will be given to you as a result. Mass media news attempts to falsely provide you with the most humanly valued source of protection, guidance via information. How do you handle a given situation? What do you do if a con man calls and offers you a fake opportunity? What do you do if your child is exposed to lead paint? What do you do about a bad credit rating? What do you do to survive a stock market crash or a plane crash or a mugging in the street? And so on and so on. Of course, they make all these things sound very scary and very bad for you. But maybe a stock market crash is the best thing that ever happened to you. Worst of all, armed with all this fear-based information, you think you can consciously think your way out of any possible disaster. Ironically, that's the cause of all your problems, because you fail to connect to your unconscious, protective, God-right brain. Information provided by human sources is very limited and static and cannot possibly cover every situation. The reality is, life is dynamic. Every second of life is different and must be handled differently no matter how it appears to you. You need to know what to do all the time, instantly, every moment. You are about to discover a new source of protection and guidance that does provide instantaneous, dynamic, and infallible information for every situation. I am personally recommending to you the only thing that can really save your life, a new ancient form of revolutionary working God, infallible at total protection, guidance, and information. This true God right brain is so good at servicing your needs that it instantly knows what you need even before you do. When the so-called Bible says Christ saves, it really means rescuing from harm, not just in an immediately dangerous situation, but to rescuing you from a dangerous low energy dimension in which the risk of harm is great. The ancient word for save is sozo, which means to rescue, to deliver, to heal, to be in right relationship with God, your God right brain, with the implication that the condition before rescuing was one of grave danger or distress. It's rescuing you. If you are living in a low dimension, you are in a dimension of potentially grave danger. The ancients knew this. So right now, you think you're safe in your bed with all the crap you've built around you and with a mask on your face. And you still think bad things happening is business as usual. Don't they keep asking, why do bad things happen to good people? If you know this, why don't you understand that that ceiling above your head can fall on you at any moment and kill or maim you? The other side of the coin is that you've been brainwashed to actually believe there's a God in the sky who flips that coin and tails you lose. Well, here comes the real truth. That fake God in the sky doesn't exist. But first, let me digress a little. In one of my last blogs, Professor Julian Jaynes talked about how bad things started happening to the ancients when their gods disappeared, and they cried and cried and prayed and lamented, not knowing that they themselves were the cause of losing the connection to their God right brain, caused in turn by the evolution of conscious thought in their own left brains. Their laments were carved in stone over hundreds of years, and Jaynes's book compresses time, making it appear like this all started happening overnight and 24/7. It didn't. Bad things didn't happen to them every second of the day. But the ancients were so accustomed to nothing bad happening at all, having been constantly guided by their own God-right brains, that when bad things happened, it was very traumatic for them, and they freaked out and carved it in stone. You don't do that. You might freak out about the problem itself, but not that something bad happened to you. You're accustomed to bad things happening to you. That's bad. You've been programmed to believe it's normal for bad things to happen to anyone and everyone. That's a really bad thing. It makes you highly reliant on government, religion, same thing, and mass media for protection and information. In my case, good things always did happen every day. I had everyday miracles without even knowing it. So when something big and bad finally happened to me, I freaked out like the ancients who were previously guided every day by their God-right brains. But unlike the ancients, I did not blame the disappearance of my gods. I did not ask why does a good God make bad things happen to people. I blamed myself, and that began my journey of discovering what I had done or what I had become to cause those bad things to happen. Since I didn't know what I had done or become, I decided to stop everything adults love to do to themselves and be perfectly pure like a little child. I later found out that the so-called Bible, it's not really a Bible, specifically said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, "In a supremely fortunate dimension are the pure, for they shall experience God." Basically, they're saying, if you're pure, you become a very lucky person and experience your God-right brain. It also said that you need to become pure like a little child. It all boils down to, what is the purpose of a God? To make things happen for you. To make good things happen for you. That also involves guiding you through a life on earth and any hazards and providing answers to you along the way. If bad things are happening to you or can happen to you, then you are disconnected from your gods, which means you have low energy and low vibration frequency. These are what the ancients called bad gods that make bad things happen to you, like an earthquake or volcanic eruption that destroys your town. Who cares about who is president and whether he is allowing or suppressing investigations into a virus or even if there is a virus? We are gods, and that's all that matters. And all that matters is whether or not we are using this power for ultimate protection from harm and all risk of harm. These things override everything else. When you are protected by your gods, nothing else matters, and you and your family are safe. If I'm wrong about all of this, then shoot me now, because there's really no point in going on if all of my 30 years of experience and confirmation research was wrong. You really must learn more about all of this, especially in my 3-book series, True God Rules. But how to wake the gods in you and top secrets of the universe are equally important, containing information and direction you will not see anywhere else. You really need to see all the details and proof of everything in these books, especially Top Secrets of the Universe, which was 3 years in the making. 3 years of my life, 24/7. Every one of its huge pages is a chapter in itself. And my newest book, How to Wake the Gods in You, is especially important as well. So that's it for today. Thank you all very much for your love and supportiveness. Please be sure to visit my website at portaltogoddimensions.com. Explore its vast amount of resources for rising to higher dimensions of life. See all my books containing many years of Godsight and research. Also see the latest information, updates, and insights in my blog, forum, and portal feed at my website at portaltogoddimensions.com. That's portal, the number 2, God Dimensions with 1D, all one word, .com. Thanks again for joining me.